Well, baby, why'd you go?
Well, baby, why'd you
left me
go?
To suffer so?
Left
me well,
to
baby,
go?
Why'd you go?
Well, baby, why'd
left
you
me
go?
To suffer so?
Left me suffer so?
Oh, please
so.
Come back to me.
Oh, please come back to
or
me.
Die
I'll die.
Well, baby, don't you know?
Well, baby, don't you know?
I just know.
Bobettes there with a track from their bevy of greatest hits, a song called Comma Comma, in case you couldn't figure that one out. And a band that provided me with one of the great moments in my life, reinforcing my love for simple music. The first of such moments, of course, being when I saw some buskers sing the Everly Brothers. You know what I mean? Well, I think I talked about that on a previous episode, and of course you're listening to a complete Abridged Record Collection, the radio show / internet podcast broadcast, where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection, episode 56, and like I said, a long time ago I played the Everly Brothers. Getting to this point, playing the Bobettes, and they changed my life because of the youthful enthusiasm that they have. Now, the internet is for facts, but I will say that this is the first all-black, all-girl group to crack the top 10 with their hit Mr. Lee. And they wrote it. There's no, you know, Rodgers and Hart or, you know, somebody's fancy name after the song. It's just Mr. Lee by the Bobettes. That's it. And that is what I'm looking for all the time in music. Basically, the next Danny Boy. You know, a song that you can just sing by itself. It's beautiful. And that's it. That's all there is to it. Of course, the Bobettes, Mr. Lee, has a much more in-depth story in my life. But for what it means to me from this record is mainly just discovering simple music in high school, and that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to sing the most simple, beautiful song ever written. And it's been a lifelong quest. Lifelong quest, folks. Never ending, of course. Well, speaking of never ending, this is episode 56, and coming up next is a record that I don't even know where I got it from. And actually, I don't know, and it has packing tape on it. It means I probably didn't buy it. I don't generally buy records that have packing tape on them. Although I will buy a beat-up record when it's held together by tape. It's just too much for me. Anyways, it's the Flying Platters, and I'm going to play a little track called You Are Too Beautiful, because it's a beautiful track, and you know, there's lots of beautiful people out there. Hopefully one of you is listening to this, maybe not, maybe just me in the future, listening to this back to remember my own life.
My dear, to be true, and I am a fool for beauty, fooled by the feeling that because I had found you, I could have bound you. Are too beautiful for one man alone, for one lucky fool to be with. When there are other men with eyes of their own to see. And sharing, not if one cares. Have you been comparing my every kiss with theirs? If on the other hand, I'm faithful to you, it's not through the sense of duty, baby. You are too beautiful, and I am a fool for
I'm
Jonathan Richman, Rockin' in Romance, I'm Just Beginning to Live. If I ever had an anthem, that was it, I think. An album that I picked up in the north end of Toronto on a whim. Kind of like buying a Replacements album or a Husker Du album. You're like, oh yeah, these guys are apparently pretty influential with some people that are cooler than me. I've heard this name before. I'm going to poser and buy it. And that's it. That's it. And then it turned out to change my life. And this is actually my second copy of the album because my brother, I think, was going through some romantic heartbreak of sorts. Or let's just put it at emotional blackmail. I think that's what he was going through. Torturing himself, getting real beat up. And so I sent him my copy of Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, Rockin' and Romance, because it had so inspired me. And, you know, I don't know, maybe that was a little naive of me, probably, but let's face it, you know, that's my entire life. It's pretty much summed up by that one nasty word, so. At least I tried, right? At least I tried. I could sit here and talk to you for hours about Jonathan Richman, seeing him live the first time I ever saw him in Montreal, big cabaret, or I can't remember exactly the club, but big club, 500,000 people there, and everyone just in the best mood you've ever seen. And this is old people and young people alike. You were allowed to smoke in clubs back then, so everyone was smoking cigarettes and hugging each other, and it was a wonderful sight. He played for hours. And even the last time I saw him, Detroit Bar in Costa Mesa, California, with my good friend Nina, we drove up there. It was wonderful. We stood right at the front, you know? I'm sick of apologizing for my feelings. I'm just going to stand right at the front, you know what I'm saying? And I could tell you all about the many times I've listened to this album in my darkest hour and in my most celebratory moments. Yes, I could go on forever. Well, I'm not going to. I'm going to move on to another band, which I would say is also bittersweet in the most extreme ways. This is Herman Dune. And this is an album, his maybe latest, I want to say latest, but maybe he's had one since then, called Next Year in Zion. And I'm going to play the title track from that. But he did this album with my hero, Julie Duaron, and I bought it at the Tower Records in Point Loma, Sports Arena area, when it was closing down. I remember I went in there, it's like basically every CD was a dollar. And so I just bought anything that was remotely interesting to me / recognizable. And Herman Dune, of course, was one of those bands that people said, oh man, you should check this guy out, it was amazing. And it had Julie Duaron on it, so I was like, this is going to be awesome. And sure enough, it was. I listened to that CD over and over again. And eventually set up a show for him at the Che and saw him play a few times. And even at one point gave him a tape of my own band. That's how weird it was, you know? You know you're getting to a weird state of enjoyment when you think that's a good idea. And, yeah, of course, I said bittersweet. That's all the sweet stuff. A million great concerts I've seen him play, and friendly guy. But bitter, you know? Sometimes you share an artist with someone, and then they go and you know they're sharing that artist with someone else. And you worry. You worry that it's going to cause some unhappy moments. Is that vague enough? Yeah, I think that's vague enough. But no, you know, the good moments become bad. That's so much of life. That sounds like a really terrible Herman Dune lyric, actually, right there. Anyways, enjoy it.
I remember traveling by your side. I was your disciple and you were my guide. Now the choice is made and the wrong is done, and I will meet you next year in Zion. Next year in Zion. And I remember the drugs we did. I was drinking opium, you were smoking weed. There are healthier things that I now get high on. And I will meet you next year in Zion. Next year in Zion. I have no home and I have no house. And I am quiet like a mouse. But I can fight like a giant. And I will meet you next year in Zion. Next year in Zion. Now no one has a thousand friends, and something starts where another ends. I was wrong when I said you were the one I could rely on. And I will meet you next year in Zion. Next year in Zion. Now drink your wine and drink your beer, and kindle the candle on your chandelier. It looks like gold, but it's made of iron. And I will meet you next year in Zion. Next year in Zion. I have no home and I have no house. And I am quiet like a mouse. But I can fight like a giant. And I will meet you next year in Zion. Next year in Zion. I have no home and I have no house. And I am quiet like a mouse. But I can roar like a lion. And I will meet you next year in Zion. I will meet you next year in Zion. I will meet you next year in Zion.
Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she do just turns me on. And even though my life before was tragic, now I know my love for her goes on. Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she do just turns me on. The cave where I hide you in linens and frames, and in new combinations I've made of our names. It's a tiny hole, yeah, but you'd fit if I sliced you up a little bitty. I'd sliver and splice you, and then you'd be Manny, and I'd be the one who's privy to love you and show you the fun. She does is magic. Everything she do just turns me on. Even though my life before was tragic, now I know my love for her goes on. Jamie on the stoop, and he challenged his homies to go get some girlfriends and locate their yonis. The waters are parting and time's getting heated. The boys needed friendship, the beat needed needed. Her dress was a ship at sail. Her knees were the water pail. This was survival and she was the kit. You could die if thirsty, if the girls won't give you sips. She does is magic. Everything she do just turns me on. Baby, if you'd hold my head, I could live like I've wished for and undo my dread. 'Cause I see candy grams up in the sea. textiles, woody postcards sent off from the sandwich aisles. In these towns where vacations will lead us, I'll hold out my treasures and their wealth will feed us. But, oh, she does as she wishes, and no, she won't be your missus. A kingdom that widens and you're there alone with all that love and the void on your throne.
With a, I don't even know what that song, Come on Petunia, something like that. Maybe that's what it's called. It's hard to determine fact from fiction, you know, sometimes. But from her Poor Aim Love Songs EP. And again, yeah, another artist close to the heart. Mainly just, you know, because I've seen her many times. And I've had this close personal connection to the music, and I guess that is, well, that's important. I once set up, I mean, after being a fan, I remember the first time seeing her was at What the Heck Fest Nanocordis, and I actually thought she was terrible. And then there was this weird moment where I was sitting next to her on the couch, and I was like, yeah, your set was really crazy, but I was kind of disappointed. I don't know, I was a bit of a jerk. I said I didn't like it, basically, to her face. And then I was like, tried to explain how that was actually an insane compliment, because from her albums, the music had made my expectations so high that it would be difficult to achieve those expectations. Now, I made up for it later on, don't worry. I actually set up a show for The Blow with one of my other favorite bands, which I don't know if I've played on this program. I don't think I have any records by them. I think I only have 10 inches and CDs, but a band called The Hidden Cameras from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and The Blow, they played together, and it was a great, great show. That was wonderful. Other times, there's been other interactions, erasing that first sort of negative interaction. And as for that song itself, well, man, what a classic. Who can dispute that? Nobody. If you're listening to college radio right now, there's no way you can dispute that song. It's a classic. Well, before that, we listened to Herman Dune and a little song called Next Year in Zion, title track. And we thought about, going to the record store that's now a three-day suit broker. Back in those heady, crazy times, I'd just moved to San Diego. Tower Records was going out of business. What a time. Sports Arena, you know. Just bought a car. I just bought my first car. And I think that's why I have such a close connection to that CD. Not the LP we played tonight, but the CD. Listen to it in the car. Back when that car was brand new. Can hardly forget. Well, coming up next is the man himself, Sam Cooke. And, I try not to play the hits, but I gotta play the hits here. Wonderful World. Wonderful World by Sam Cooke brings me right back to grades 11 and 12. And back in the pre-internet era, when you just had to buy a best of double LP from the 80s of to really get a mouthful of Sam Cooke, you had to just go for it, spend $2-3, maybe more. And I remember doing that and just being like, man, Wonderful World is a perfect song. It is truly a perfect song. And, you know, learned how to play it, sang it. One of my best friends at the time, Josh Carlson, and I, we did this project on the 50s for English class. And instead of making a video or, you know, doing a play, we played songs. And I don't know if we played this one, but I feel like, probably not, because I think it's from the 60s, but But I remember we just shared this love of oldies, you know, just perfect songs like this that can never, never do wrong. Basically, like, Hey Yeah would be a modern equivalent of this song. Just perfect. It's absolutely perfect, no matter where you come from, what you think, what you believe in. It's a perfect song. And that's how I feel about this Sam Cooke. It just brings me back to that perfect time. Grade 11 and 12. Man, I miss it.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know
one and one is two.
And if this one could be with you,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
History.
Chica que sabrá que lejos quiso llegar en nuestra enorme ciudad. Por la tarde caminó y en la calle ya notó que para poder pasar a muchos debía pisar. Elena vivió, tan solo un día su vida duró,
Well, that's a great song there by a guy named Victoria. And the song is Helena Vivio Sola Un Dia. Pretty straightforward message there. This is actually a super new record. And I actually want to say that this record essentially doesn't have memories associated with it yet, because I've recently been putting together a campaign to go to Mexico and retrieve more of this amazing music. Been making a list, planning where to go, etc., etc. And I'm gonna get to the bottom of this. And this is this compilation, Todos Juntos Volume 2, is the beginning of those efforts. Just the beginning. Just the toe in the freezing cold water. So I don't have memories of that trip yet, but it's going to be amazing. And the compilation that is going to come out of it is going to destroy your inboxes, but you're probably never going to download it, so it's cool. Whatever. I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to enjoy making it. So, future memories, I cannot wait for you. Before that, we listened to Sam Cooke, Wonderful World, and Past Memories back in the days of high school. Josh Carlson and I, we actually had a band that played on the back of a truck in a parade, and we played Do You Love Me, obviously, Ferris Bueller-inspired performance there. And I want to say we played something else, but I don't really remember, like California Sun or something like that. But it was super fun. There's this guy, Jared, in the band, I think. And his dad had a generator, and we put it in the back of his dad's truck. And like we were standing on the truck as we were driving down the road playing Do You Love Me? You know, and like pointing at old ladies and stuff. It was... I don't even know how life got so disappointing and boring since then. Like, what happened to our guts? You know? So, anyways. Coming up next is another record that sort of brings me back to that era, although it's actually a pretty recent acquisition. It's the Marble Index, Nico's classic record, a reissue, of course. But I had a very, very, very good friend during that time, and one day she came home and or whatever, we were hanging out, and she's like, "Look what I found! It was an original Nico record." You know, I don't know if original pressing or whatever, but it was a Nico record from the 60s or early 70s, and she was really excited about it. I, of course, wasn't not excited, but I always felt that she's a little too sophisticated for my tastes, maybe. But, you know, as I've grown older, I've given these things another chance, and the other day I was like, you know what? Here's a Nico record. It's not an original, but it's like $4, so I'm going to just do it in memory. And so there we go, contemporary record accessing the ancient memories, and we're going to listen to a song called Frozen Warnings.
Friar Hermit stumbles over the cloudy borderline. Frozen warnings close to mine, close to the frozen borderline. Frozen warnings close to mine, close to the frozen borderline. Into numberless reflections rises a smile from your eyes into mine. Frozen warnings close to mine, close to the frozen borderline. station tracks. Faintly flickers a modest light from without a thousand cycles, a thousand cycles to come, a thousand times to win, a thousand ways to run the world. In a similar reply, it's over the cloudy borderline, frozen warnings close to mine, close to the frozen borderline, frozen warnings close to mine, close to the frozen borderline.
It's a guess. It's a guess. Give me two guesses.
Yes.
Change of pace there. That was the 1990s early techno artist there, Vuv, from a compilation called Berlin, a Trezor compilation. And the song was called It's Anything You Want It to Be, and it's Gas, a relatively recent acquisition in my record collection, actually a gift from a good friend of mine, Tim Castro. Likes to give me records, just out of the blue, and why not get into early German kind of boring techno? Well, why not? Well, I can name a few reasons, but we won't get into that. That city's ruined for me. But anyways, before that, we listened to Nico. Ah, yes, Nico, and we reminisced about long-lost great friend of mine. Well, coming up next, and I think this is about the last record of episode 56, I think. Is that what we're on, episode 56? We're going to listen to one of the best classical records. You know, it's Mother's Day coming up, so this is something you can think about getting your mother, if you can pick this up on CD or LP, if she's that kind of cool mom. It's the Goldberg Variations, played by Glenn Gould on the CBS label. Awesome record. Amazing recording. We're going to listen to... Looks like we're going to listen to variation number 15, I think. And that should take us to the end of this episode of A Complete Abridged Record Collection. You know, trying to play every song. Every record in my record collection, at least one song, and doing okay, plowing through the memories, some good and some bad. Goldberg Variations, I literally did buy this for my mother one Mother's Day, maybe her birthday, maybe for Christmas, I don't remember exactly. Not on LP, on CD. It is out there on CD for moms. You could probably get it from the iTunes store. If you're that kind of person, I prefer to have some memories with my records. This LP I actually bought at Ditch Records, Victoria, BC, Canada, from my good friend JR. After hanging out at his house and listening to it, and you know, we were just at his house. He has one of those, he's got his records in like one of those IKEA shelves like everyone else, but he also has a little, you know, mid-century teak little sideboard thing, buffet, I guess you would call it, but instead of dishes, it has his classical records, and we pulled this one out and listened to it. So relaxing, good conversation. So you know, brings me back to that moment, and I hope it makes you feel a little bit relaxed too. So enjoy this.